The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. I might be the only person in Houston who cares, but there's going to be a Game 7 tonight. There's a lot of other stuff going on, so let's just jump right in. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. Not really any place to put your comments anymore, but you can use the Blitz Facebook page for whatever you like. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Thursday, beautiful day outside. You're probably a little bummed if you're an Astros fan because that didn't go well last night. But other than that, let's have some fun today. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you? You and your fancy dress shirt. You gave a big speech today at the company meeting.
Wasn't a big speech. It was like a minute.
Yeah. But, I mean, you had the attention of the room.
Well.
You pounded your fist on the table.
I did not pound my fist.
Jong, did you see him pound his fist on the table?
Took his shirt off?
Yeah. He didn't take it all the way off, but he unbuttoned it. All the way down to, like, his belly button.
Well, there were some really attractive women in the front row.
I know, so, and I don't know why you did that.
To freak them out, because that's what it usually does. It's one of the things that we've been working on for the past couple months, and now that it's official, we can talk about it. We're going to launch a new website that will start here very soon that is going to be tied to Culture Map, but it's going to be a sports site that I will be running, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's what we were talking about. So it's going to be cool stuff, I promise you. We're going to have the best sports site in Houston. And we're going to keep my site. It's going to be part of it, too. So it'll be the best of all worlds.
Okay.
And it'll be a little culture mappy. You know, we're going to have some of the concepts that work for them. And then we're going to put our own stamp on it. And a lot of people are going from the combined stations here are going to be doing stuff for it. And won't just be writing. We're going to do a lot of videos. We're going to do some TV shows on there and things like that. So I'm pretty excited. It's a big step for us. And as a company, we just keep growing. And yeah, so that's why I got to talk today.
All right. You did good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I tried to keep it
well
very
played.
Short. I wanted to keep it short because, you know, didn't want to bore people to death.
You did a good job with that.
Well, thank you. Thank
I was
you.
Like, oh, great. Here comes Craig. He's going to blab for an hour. And no, you kept it pretty quick.
Because I blabbed for 3 hours here.
And like, what you did the thing where you started talking and then you stopped talking and said, and I'll keep this really brief. And anytime someone starts talking and then pauses to say, I'll keep this really brief, I feel like you are adversely working towards brevity by throwing that in there. Because, I mean, you took 5 seconds to point out that you'll be really brief. It could have been even briefer had you just kept going.
Well, I didn't want people to think I was going to sit there for 20 minutes. Because okay. We had a show at 4 o'clock. The meeting was at 3, so it's
right.
Not like I had time to go into all this.
Okay.
But I didn't need to say that, but I didn't want people to think we were going to be sitting there for 20 minutes.
Right.
It was I actually had it timed on my phone for 1 minute, and when the little buzz went off, I was done.
So the stars of the meeting today were Fred and Ken Hoffman, who everyone adores around here. Oh, my God. Ken Hoffman's here. Oh, my God. So I saw Ken Hoffman after the meeting talking to Raheel, and we'd never spoken. And then he said that I wrote an article 15 years ago.
Well, you haven't been here 15 years.
And I was thinking, man, that's bull. That's bullcorn is what I was.
Well, when I ran into him in the hall, he headed up to 20 years ago. I'm like, AJ hasn't been here
20 years. Full of it. Full of it. Even less trustworthy, in my opinion. But whatever. And he talked about some guy named Hoffman, who's a Portland real estate guy, who's apparently doing really well. And at that point, the conversation was over to me. He's dead to me.
So he was trying to justify his column?
Yes!
He tried to say it was about famous Ken Hoffmans. I don't remember it being that. I remember.
No.
I thought it was about famous Hoffmans, period.
It was, because Dustin Hoffman was number one on the list.
Is he more famous than you in Houston now? He's old. He doesn't
He's
done anything.
He's still more famous. I mean, he was in a.
Really, most people who saw Tootsie are dead.
But he was in Rain Man. He was in The Graduate. He's a great film actor.
Okay. He's a Fokker.
He was Chief Fokker. King Fokker.
No, wasn't he on the other side?
Yeah, he was a Fokker.
Okay.
Daddy Fokker.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, he probably belongs on the list. Trevor Hoffman?
More famous than me. Matt Hoffman? More famous.
I don't know too many others, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
I do a Fowler list, but most of the ones more famous than me are like Iraqi generals and
Here
stuff.
Here we go. I just found the article. That's a great thing about the internet.
You can go back and find these things.
Yep.
What year was it?
2011.
Okay, so that is not 20 years ago.
Yep.
It's not 15 years ago. I'm not good at math, but it's not that long
ago. It was in this decade.
Yeah. Okay.
So we talked about a bunch of Hoffmans.
But not just Ken Hoffmans, right?
No. Abby Hoffman.
Okay, that's not Ken.
No. Judge Julius Hoffman.
Not more famous than you.
Jake and Max Hoffman are Dustin's sons.
Okay, they're not more famous than you.
Thom Hoffman. His name's Tom, but it's spelled Thom.
Not more famous than you.
Jackie Hoffman stars as Grandmama in the Addams Family on Broadway.
Not more famous than you.
Anthony Hoffman makes commercials.
Also not more famous than you.
Gabby Hoffman had a part in the TV version of Freaky Friday.
But that's, I have to say, that's pretty obscure. I mean, if you can't even make the movie Freaky Friday or the remake.
Right.
Yeah.
Basil Hoffman is an actor who had small roles in Close Encounters of the Third Kind and All the President's Men.
His name's Basil. Okay.
Whatever.
Somebody brought up a good one. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He said, I can understand how I might be a top five Hoffman in Houston anyway.
Okay.
So he's a top five Hoffman. I'm not.
Interesting.
Yep.
So
now apparently this was the, because Dustin Hoffman, I think like the
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Dead, oh,
dead though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Matt Hoffman, Trevor Hoffman, and he's saying Ken Hoffman was the number five.
I think this needs to be a poll. I think we need to figure out who's really more famous.
Well, whatever. Like I said, he's dead to me. I don't need him.
But you can read him on Culture Map.
Yeah, if you want. If you're into that sort of thing.
713-7.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Well, I still think we have to get you this food gig.
Yeah, that's what I really want. And that, like, everyone thought that I was, there's beef with me and Ken Hoffman, but really, I'm eyeing that food writing job.
Yeah, you saw him
on
today.
Map. That's the first time I've ever seen him in person.
You were like, is that the guy?
That's him. Yeah. And I wanted to shove him and like start some beef. But I'm a professional, you know, and our boss was in the room.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Pretty much everybody was in the room.
Yeah. That's all right, though. His time will come. You know how you always talk about building an empire?
Yeah.
You know what my empire is going to be? I'm going to be one of the five most famous Hoffmans in the city of Houston.
I think you're already there. I think so.
I'm going to do a radio show every day.
Yeah, you already do that.
And I'm going to write about food on Culture Map.
Okay.
And I'm going to eat good food all the time and write about it, tell people about it.
That's a pretty good one.
I mean, that's a reasonable empire, right?
Yeah, that's a good empire.
Like mine isn't as it's not as vast as yours. Like you're going all out. You want like four houses.
This is the final piece of the empire. This is the last thing is me taking over this website and and then
this is your Death Star.
This is it. Yeah, this is the it's one of them. I mean, I think the book deal and the movie deal are the real monsters, but this is nice. This is
This is your ribbon on the Death Star.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And this is me. Now, you know what this is? This is me putting like a manhole cover over the one thing that can blow up the Death Star that for some reason the Empire can't figure out.
Right.
We need to protect this because they've now lost two Death Stars that way.
Yeah.
This is my manhole cover on the Death Star.
Okay.
So when somebody comes to try to blow it up, it's just going to bounce right off. And then all their little planes will die, or their little ships, excuse me, and we'll blow up planets.
Well, one of these days you're going to forget to like put gas in your Death Star and it's just going to start, it's going to like fall out of orbit.
No. We're going to be fine.
Damn it. I was so busy creating an empire, I forgot to put gas in my Death Star.
I am going to be a smart emperor. I'm not going to be, for one thing, I'm not going to be trying to have some weird kid with long hair who looks like a bad grunge singer and who is full of teenage angst as my guy.
No.
So Han Solo's kid can go away.
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, to hell with him. I'm going to get some total badass who's like a mafia vader.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, who will protect the family.
Like probably Jong could do that job.
Jong could do that job, yeah. I would trust Jong. He wouldn't fret over it and say, oh, I have to chop somebody's head off. No. If we're going to keep the Empire, this guy's head has to go. And I'll cut off his penis, too, just because that's the kind of guy I am. That's my empire. We're not going to lose to a bunch of rebels.
All right.
We're going to squash the rebels. To hell with them. See, I wish I hadn't been involved in Star Wars because the Empire would have won.
Yeah, but then there would have been no sequels. That would have been a disastrous movie.
Probably, but you know, my empire would be fine. That's all I care about.
All right.
Rule the universe.
All right. What do you think of the meeting today, Jong?
I mean, I kind of knew what was going to...
When you were in that meeting and you were in the room with me and Ken Hoffman, did you feel like you cared about one of us more than the other?
I mean, I don't know Ken Hoffman, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't have to put that part. You could have just said the yeah. Let's try it again. When we were in that room, did you think like one of us two Hoffmans was more important than the other to you?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know who the other guy was.
Yeah. It sounds better when you say, I don't know him after. Like when you say, oh, I don't know him. So, yeah, it's you. That makes it sound like it's by default. When you say, yeah, you're clearly more important. I don't even know that guy. That it makes it like he's an afterthought. So
he is definitely an afterthought.
For future reference, when you answer a question like that from me, just just give the yeah, you're more important. I don't know him.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
So you didn't recognize him at all, right? You just saw some old guy there.
I recognized him from the other week.
He's older than I expected.
Oh, yeah. He's been around forever.
Because
he's older than me.
On his columns, he uses a picture, I guess all people do that. They use like a good picture of them from when they're young, and then they just stick with that.
Yeah.
How old's Jerome's picture on the although
Jerome looks exactly
really
the same. No, he could take the same photo tomorrow, and you wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, that's true.
I try to keep mine semi-updated so that people don't get the sense that, you know.
When you were in the room with me and Eric Sandler, who did you find to be more likable?
You, because I don't know that guy.
Right.
See, he's got it down.
And who do you feel like would be better at being a food writer?
You, because I know you eat good food.
Right. And you don't even know that guy, right?
No.
Right. You got the same feeling, right, Fred?
Yeah.
Cool.
I did not get a great vibe.
Thanks for having my back,
guys. Just put it that way.
Thanks for having my back. I knew you guys would. I knew you guys were on Team AJ.
Well, that's how things work.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of people working at this company now. I didn't realize.
Too many.
Because we had...
We need to cut some fat. Get rid of some people.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, we got too many people working here.
Okay.
Anyone
in particular? I mean, just...
Well, we could... I mean, listen. If your last name's Hoffman and your first name's not AJ, you probably shouldn't work here. All right, let's start with that. If you do a job that I want to do, you should probably just go. And if you are a seller and you're selling someone with the last name Hoffman who's not me, or someone who's doing the job that I want that's not me, you should probably also be fired. Agreed?
Yeah, well, I would say any seller that's not bringing us at least one thing, either right. One of us.
Yeah, fired.
All right,
pack your bags. Get your ass out of here.
Well, God, there's no transition for this. Well, got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. I had a transition there That was it was one of those. It was either going to be perfect or it was going to be so awful that I sounded like I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. So I just took the safe bit and ejected on it. So, and then I'll just go home and sleep like a champ tonight on my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, because I'm telling you, man, these guys make great products. And like, I'll just, before I get into the picture, I just have to say, we do business with a lot of cool people, and Texas Mattress Makers, Yuval and his family and Lax and all the people who work there are way up the list as far as I'm concerned, because they're just good people. Yuval's a terrific businessman, and he's one of those guys who just wants to put you on the best mattress so you sleep better and you get a great deal. And they do so much in the community. They do stuff for veterans. They take care of returning vets with custom beds. They're involved with you heard Rachel on our show a couple weeks ago talking about the children's charity they're involved with. They just really do a lot of great stuff in the community. So with all that, why would you buy your mattress anywhere else? Because here's the other thing. They're going to put you on the bed that's best for you, custom fitted. They're going to make it right there, sell it directly to you. And guess what? Memorial Day sale, 25% off factory direct prices. You're already saving 50% over what you would pay if you go to another store. And you know what? I saw a retail store the other day. They had a Texas Mattress Maker bed that they were trying to sell. They bought it from Texas Mattress Makers, and they're trying to charge you way, way too much money. Don't do that. 25% off any kind of bed, whether you like to sleep on your back, your side, or your stomach, hot or cold, Texas Mattress Makers has you covered. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. They're number one with me. They're number one with Yelp. You probably trust Yelp more than you do me, because they've got a lot more people on there telling you, hey, they're the number one mattress store on Yelp. Go check them out. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Tell them you're a Blitzer. They love the Blitzers. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep, the best price guaranteed.
ESPN 97.5. It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why. But
from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780 ESPN. Happy Thursday. Is Monday Memorial Day?
It is.
Okay, so
happy early Memorial Day,
people. So we only have one more day, and then we get a three-day weekend.
That's it.
That's not bad. I like that. I like that working 4 days a week thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to make that a regular thing.
Well,
maybe we could.
In your empire, you'll be able to do such things.
Eventually.
In mine, I'll have to eat on Memorial Day tell people about it.
That's not bad, though. There's nothing wrong with that.
And I'll have to be walking around as like one of the five most famous Hoffmans in the city.
But I think
it's exhausting.
I think you're already there, but if you take over that role, you probably move up a spot.
Probably.
Although, who are the other ones? If we're just talking about the ones in Houston.
No, I think amongst people from Houston.
Okay.
So like it counts all the Hoffmans in the world.
But Dustin Hoffman is not from Houston. He wouldn't be a head.
I know, but I'm just saying, but more people in Houston know who Dustin Hoffman is than who I am.
But that doesn't make him the most famous Houston Hoffman.
No.
You're from Houston.
It just makes him the most famous Hoffman amongst Houstonians.
I see.
I want my name to go down in the top five. Like, when people think about the last name Hoffman, I want to be one of the first five names that pops into their head. Is that too much to ask?
I think it's doable.
Jong, is that too much to ask? That wasn't rhetorical.
No, it's not.
Thank you.
I think
like, you guys have it easy. Like,
How do we have it easy?
Okay. Who's the second most famous Jong in Houston?
I don't know. But exactly. My last name is Lee, so.
No, but you've got a first name that is recognizable amongst everyone.
Right, and it's Asian, where we always get confused over what the first name and the last name is.
Yeah.
Regardless, so you're Jong.
I mean, you could just, like, we don't even have to say Jong Lee. We could just say Jong, and people know who you're talking about.
I don't know.
Yeah, they know.
Fred has a less common surname than I do. So, Fowler, I mean, the only other Fowlers I know are your brothers.
Yeah, that's pretty much
and
it. Like, well, I have a bunch of cousins, but I don't know any of them.
Yeah.
So.
And I think you're the most famous amongst your brothers. Especially now that the dog track shut down.
Yeah, I think my brother, John, might have been more famous before the dog track went away.
Yeah. So now you're the undisputed most famous Fowler in Houston. And what am I? Chopped liver?
Change your name.
No. I'm not going to do that.
See, I think that'd be the easiest thing. Pick something that nobody has. Poindexter Abercrombie. You would be the most famous Poindexter Abercrombie in Houston.
I shouldn't have to do that.
You shouldn't have to, but if that's the goal, that's the easy path. See, 936 says AJ's the only Hoffman I know of. See?
Thank you. He's just saying that.
No, I think the listeners are totally on your side with this. Most of them don't even know who Ken Hoffman is.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN. Okay, I know nobody else in Houston cares about this, but I'm about as excited for a Game 7 Stanley Cup game as I could possibly be.
Oh. I don't care. I say bring it on, whoever it is.
Well, I think you'd be interested because...
I mean, I want the Senators to win, but I don't care. I mean, either way, I'm ready.
Well, the way the Preds have been playing, I like their chances either way. And they've been the most consistent team throughout the playoffs. But the cool thing is, man, a Game 7 in hockey, especially if it winds up being close, the freaking tension is amazing. So that's what I'll be doing tonight, watching the – and I'd be curious for the 8 people out there who like hockey besides me, if there's anybody rooting for Ottawa tonight that's not from Ottawa. I don't think anybody wants to see those guys in the finals except Pred fan, I guess. Maybe Pred fan. But it's funny because you look at trends and like Ottawa's never won a Game 7 since 92. They're 0-5. They're on the road, but I guarantee you if they play that slow it down, if it's a 1-0 game, it's probably going to be Ottawa winning.
Good.
And if Pittsburgh gets a couple early goals, then I could see the floodgates opening up. But I'm guessing they're going to play it pretty tight. So if you're looking for a play, maybe the under. Well, somebody brings up a pretty good point, AJ. What if you just sort the names alphabetically? Then you'll always be number one.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Any thoughts on Cavs -9.5 tonight with Thomas out for Boston? I think the Cavs win. I don't like giving up that many points. So.
You were more likely to watch the hockey than the basketball?
Yeah,
tonight?
Yeah, definitely. It's a Game 7 versus either the Cavs are going to win, which I expect them to, and I can start paying attention at the finals, which is what I care about, or they don't, and I can watch the next game. But I'm only getting one shot at a Game 7 tonight, so.
Okay. You think I haven't decided what I'm going to watch. I'll probably watch basketball just because it's more... Especially when I don't care about the teams. Like I can watch basketball and not care about the teams. I can't do that with hockey.
See, 832 has you fourth behind Trevor, Dustin, and Philip Seymour. That's
impossible. Matt Hoffman is more famous than me.
Who's Matt Hoffman?
The BMX rider. He's like the best BMX rider ever.
I have no idea who Matt Hoffman is.
He's like the Tony Hawk of BMX.
I've heard of Tony Hawk, but I've not heard of Matt Hoffman.
John?
I've never heard of Matt Hoffman.
Are you guys kidding me?
No.
It's Matt with only one T.
Sorry.
Well, thanks. And Philip Seymour Hoffman's dead. I don't know if we should count him out. I feel like maybe we should.
But his movies are still out there.
Well, yeah, but that's... I mean, that doesn't matter. You can't... I mean, once you die, you're no longer in the running for being, like, the most famous. Are you?
I don't know. Like, Jimi Hendrix is still pretty famous, and he's been dead a long time.
That's true.
Sometimes you're more famous when you die.
Crap.
Sorry. You may never pass Philip Seymour.
No, probably not.
And 940 says, I'm rooting for Ottawa. I'm a Canadian from London, Ontario. And it's funny because I think a lot of Canadians, people expect Canadians to get behind the Canadian teams. And my wife is rooting for Ottawa. And I'm kind of like, I'm a Leafs fan. I don't want Ottawa winning. That'd be like being a Cowboys fan saying, oh, I hope the Eagles win the Super Bowl. I can't do it. Sorry. 713-780. ESPN. Here's what I said. I'm pulling for the Senators mostly because I played roller hockey with Bobby Ryan in a tournament in Las Vegas. I bet that was fun. So, all right. And plus, I hate Malkin. Okay. Somebody said there used to be a sportscaster in Beaumont whose last name was Hoffman. And he went to like a Fox station.
But like to a bigger market? Or
yeah, I mean, but he says, but you can't remember his first name, so he can't be more famous than you.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to get rid of all these other Hoffmans. Like, I thought I'd be pretty safe with Trevor. I mean, he's a relief pitcher for crying out loud, but then he, like, ended up being a pretty good one. Mm. You know?
So 409 says, come on, man, this is Houston. To say that even eight people care about an NHL Game 7 is a stretch. Okay, the 27 other texts I got about it, probably pretty
You going to watch it at the Maple Leaf?
It's going to be nuts there. I honestly, I'm probably staying home tonight.
Okay.
I don't know. I'd like to go and watch it there, but most of the time now when I go to the Maple Leaf, it's on Sundays when I can bike over there. It's you know, Midtown, it's hard to park. And
why can't you bike over there today?
Well, because I'm not going to get home till 7, and then by the time I get over there, I will have missed a bunch of the game, and I won't get home till 7:30. So.
Oh, okay.
713-780, ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. But right now, I got to tell you about Harry's. And there's some exciting stuff coming with Harry's for Father's Day. But you want to take care of yourself first. They got you covered there, too. The great thing about Harry's, convenient, inexpensive, and a great shave. And that's the best thing about it. You don't ever have to go to the store. They send it right to you. And I love that. I don't have to worry about it, man. I have it set up now where when I'm about to run out of something, it just shows up in my mailbox. And that's what they're about. They wanted to give you a quality shave without you having to pay an arm and a leg. The founders are just like you guys, are sick of overpaying for a quality shave and having to go and unlock the things and get them out. They just got tired of that. So they built their own factory and they pass the savings directly on to you. How about this? Try their starter set. It's a month worth of shaving for just $10. You just have to use code BLITZ at checkout. Here's what you get. An ergonomic handle in the color of your choice. 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Shipping is free. Satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. And we partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase. So that's promo code BLITZ. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter code BLITZ at checkout to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, we'll take some phone calls. It's a Thursday. Hope everybody's having a good Thursday.
How's your Thursday? Good?
Yeah.
Strong?
Yeah. You know what? Now I'm rethinking this. Maybe I ought to go to the Maple Leaf to watch a game tonight because it's also steak night. And they do really good steak night there.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of fun because there's a bunch of Pens fans that go there to watch the games.
But your wife's a Pens fan, huh?
No, well, she likes Crosby. She's a Crosby fan.
So she's going to cheer for them because of that, right?
No, she's...
Who does she cheer for normally?
Well, she's not really into the NHL as much. She's like always about Team Canada and the World Juniors and stuff like that. So she'll cheer for Canadians.
Yeah, I'm not into like I'm not into the sport at the highest level.
It's kind of weird. But she, you know, that's I guess she grew up in an area that didn't really have a team, but everybody played, right?
So right.
She's kind of like you are in some ways. She's more fans of the players than any actual team,
right?
So it's weird who she'll root for. Like she's rooting for Ottawa because they're the last Canadian team standing, but she loves Sid Crosby. So
she's rooting against the Predators no matter what.
Well, she also likes PK Subban too, though. So I don't know. I
mean, okay,
he's a good Canadian. That's how she picks her team.
I feel like if you cheer against him, you're racist.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's no other explanation. Like, why would you? Why else would you cheer against like one of the only black hockey players? Unless you're just a racist.
But plus, he's such a cool dude too. I'm glad to see him have some success, and glad to see him the hell out of Montreal because I hate Montreal too. So I'm a Leafs fan, so I always hate – I don't like Ottawa. I don't like Montreal. I don't want any of those teams winning. So
you hate all the other Canadian teams?
Well, I don't really – like Edmonton and Calgary, I don't mind because they're in the West and you don't really see them that much. And I like some of their players. But, no, as far as the teams that they have to play, no, I don't want to see Ottawa win anything.
What about Vancouver?
They're another one. They're so fun.
You don't care about them.
And they kind of suck.
Yeah,
they've gone downhill.
They were my favorite team when I was a kid because on it, for anyone who doesn't know, NHL 94 on Sega Genesis.
One of the greatest games ever made, by the way.
The best hockey video game that's ever been produced. I was always the Canucks because Pavel Bure was my man.
Yeah.
And so I was a Canucks fan.
That was a great game.
I didn't care anything about hockey outside of NHL 94, but Pavel Bure was my favorite guy.
I was a pretty big Edmonton fan because of Gretzky and those guys, because that was one of the first teams they actually showed on television in the States, and they were so good with him and Messier, and just they had so many stars, and they just kicked the crap out of everybody, and they were fun to watch. So it was kind of like you and the Bills.
Yeah.
That's who I watched while they were
just... Well, no, it's kind of different because...
They won titles.
They won titles, yeah. Let's, you have happy memories of that.
Let's try some phone calls. Charles to lead it off today on a Thursday. What's up, Charles?
Chuck?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I wanted to get y'all's take. The other day, you were just touching on, soon-to-be Cavs Golden State Warriors Finals, and just seems like betting on the Cavs to win it just seems like such a good value. And I was wondering if you guys could come up with some evidence against that. I know Golden State's, whatever, but it seems like they match up well, and just Cavs are just playing great.
Cavs are playing great, but you may have missed it. The Warriors are playing even better. I think if you're looking to bet on the series, the only value is in Cleveland. Do I think Cleveland's going to win? Probably not. But if you want a value play, that's where it's at. I think at this point, if you bet on the Warriors, there's so much, you have to bet so much to win so little that it's just doesn't make any sense. But
if you bet on the Cavs, you're almost hoping somebody gets hurt too.
Yeah,
that could turn the series.
Or you're hoping that LeBron just does what he did last year. He just goes crazy.
Yeah,
and it can happen. It's the one guy
He's got enough help if he goes nuts like that they could win. I don't see a lot of scenarios, and I'd love to sit here and give you a lot of stats that I think could back that up, but just from using my eyes, I just don't see it happening. But I'm with AJ. If you're going to bet it, that's the only way to go. 713-780 ESPN. JRP says, cheering for the Senators. The last time the Cup was in Canada was 93. Has it been that long? I thought Montreal had won since then.
I don't care. I don't care about Canadians.
Oh, geez, don't be mean.
I'm not. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm American. I need the Cup to go somewhere else.
I do like...
Hockey's our game.
No, it's not.
It is now.
It's kind of theirs.
Hadn't been there since 93. It's our game now.
Well, you look at all the players, they're all Canadian.
Come and take it, Canada.
They're all Canadian and Russian.
That's what we should make. We should make a flag that says, come and take it, and just has a picture of the Cup sideways on it.
I like that.
Yeah. That'll be like my Keep Houston Beard idea, and someone will steal it and make T-shirts. I won't get any money for it, but that's okay. Y'all can have it.
Let's try Travis.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hello, sports. Travis. Sports to you.
I tried calling yesterday for What Are the Odds, but they weren't answering. I finally went to a game on Tuesday, and I now know how irritated you are by the woo.
Yeah.
God. I literally will not go to another game. If somebody offers me tickets, I'll turn them down because that was so damn annoying.
Yeah, I kind of.
What are the odds they get rid of it?
I actually kind of hoped it would be faded out by now, but it seems not to be going away.
It's got a life of its own. It has been 93. Montreal was the last time. Wow. Sorry, it's going to be the Leafs next year. It's not going anywhere. People like it, and it is annoying. And I can't tell you how many of my friends have gone to games and texted me and said this is so much more annoying.
Man, so we were we had a late dinner last night, and we were at Kona Grill in Lake City, and we're sitting there watching the Astros game as, what was his name, Jaworski, whatever his name is, gave up the two-run bomb as the game was ending. Somebody wooed.
Oh.
I'm like, wait, the Astros just lost.
Is that that's a sarcastic woo, though, right?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's probably Tiger fan wooing.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
By the way, do you think it's weird that... the Astros are like minus 140 favorites tonight with Mike Fiers pitching against Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
And the Astros, I feel like the Astros haven't like strung together a good offensive inning in a week. And somehow they're, again, I don't bet baseball, but if I did.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I'd be with you on that.
I saw a plus number by Verlander and a minus number next to Mike Fiers. I'd have a hard time pushing that Astros button. That's just me.
Kind of with you on that. So he said, I've heard them woo in the bar. That happened someplace I was at a couple weeks ago. I was watching something, and the Astros game was on the corner. I think I was watching basketball. Somebody did something, and somebody wooed in the bar, and I'm like, okay, now I have to leave my bar. This is too much, right?
Well,
we can't have this. I mean, it's fine if you want to do it at the game so I can avoid going there, but don't be doing it in the bar.
I'm with you.
That's crossing a line. Squeeze in one more call real quick before the break. Let's go to Jim. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Go for it, Jimmy Sports.
Well, just remembering the finals last year, you know, and Cleveland being down, and pardon the conspiracy theory thing, but I'm just wondering, you know, who has a bigger hand in the game as far as conspiracy theory this year, right? So politics are financially driven. I wonder, chime in if you wouldn't mind, just where you think the money's going to be generated, either LeBron doing it again or, oh, see, we put LeBron in his place because there's nobody in Cleveland but him. And I'll hang up and let you guys hash that out.
Well, first of all, I think there's more than just LeBron in Cleveland. I mean, Kyrie Irving's a special player. Kevin Love's pretty good. They got a good squad there. Secondly, I don't believe in the conspiracy theories. If anything, would the NBA love to see seven games? Sure, because that's maximum money. A game seven would bring maximum viewership. It's an ideal situation for them, but I don't think they care who wins. I think either way, you know, you either add to a team's legacy. And the Warriors are going to, I think, quickly rise up the ranks of the best teams, almost like a dynasty type team that we've seen since, you know, I mean, they don't come around very often. Chicago did it. San Antonio did it. I think Golden State is trying to become that next one. And if that doesn't happen, you add to the legacy of LeBron James, who is already in the discussion for the greatest player in the history of the league. So I think it's a win-win for the NBA.
Yeah, I'm not real big on conspiracy theory for anything other than JFK, because that one I'm fascinated by. But the whole idea that they would try to control, for one thing, how would you even control this? These two teams are the best in their conferences and they're just rolling over people.
Right.
So there's not really anything you can do. And yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not a conspiracy guy. Can't really help you. JOff 288, who's pretty good at the wagering stuff, says if you like the Cavs, just take plus points every game.
You could do that too.
Or wait till game three and hammer them at home. I think that's the right play. He says you'd be a huge moneymaker if you know what to look for in the line. I think that's better advice than playing a series.
By the way, somebody's already made your t-shirt idea, but it's a hockey stick instead of a Stanley Cup.
Well, that's not the same thing.
It's not the same. Yeah, my idea is better.
Because it's real easy to get a hockey stick, but...
Yeah, they have hockey sticks in Canada.
Yeah, I don't know.
Got a lot of good ones.
You can buy it online somewhere.
No, my idea is cooler.
Off this website called StanleyCupOfChowder.com.
I think I'm going to... I got to talk to you guys about this. I might as well do it on the air. Well, I'll wait till the next segment. I've got a plan, and you know, speaking of our empires,
yeah,
I need to see what you guys think and what you think Mr. Gao would think if I follow through with my next plan.
Okay, we'll discuss that when we come back. Right now, for my friends who are spending way too much money for Viagra, like $60 a pill, that's insane. How about this? How about you have a local company that's going to get you the same active ingredient? And how about this? $10 a pill. $10 a pill. You're going to be saving a bunch of money here. Go to myedrx.com. You're going to get a better solution. Summerwood Pharmacy's right here in Houston. You can get the active ingredient from the little blue pill for 5 or 6 times less, and you get the same big results. You just got to go to myedrx.com or call 281-225-4300. Your prescription can be discreetly mailed to your home or office anywhere in Texas free of charge. So, you know, if you don't want people to know you're doing it, you're taken care of. And it's got the same active ingredient. It's called sildenafil. And you can stop wasting money. You can get that for a fraction of the cost, $10 versus $50 or $60 if you're paying for Viagra. Once again, go to myedrx.com or just call Summerwood Pharmacy, 281-225-4300, locally owned and Texas licensed, free shipping, And go check them out. Save some money. MyEDRX.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy. Check
me out. Spring means baseball, NBA Finals, and Nick's Place. Located at 2713 Rocky Ridge, Nick has a TV in every spot possible, so you'll catch all the action on the diamond or the hardwood. Or, I'll tell you what, great place to go watch the Game 7 of the hockey tonight. Join us at the best neighborhood sports bar and restaurant Friday, not only for delicious Italian cuisine, but you'll enjoy John and Raheel and Unfiltered Live beginning at 9 each week. So you got Cavs Celtics tonight. You can listen to that on our station, by the way, at 7 o'clock. And you also have the Game 7. You can go watch that. And the Astros. Nick's got you covered. He'll have TVs for everything.
I think we, you and I and Todd are having a meeting tomorrow at Nick's place.
Yeah, it looks like that's where it's going to be, which would be good. So it's not just us. There's other people there.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure who all's on the list, but I don't know. I think we're important.
Yeah.
So that's why we're there.
Priority.
Yeah. Okay, so you mentioned something before we went to break. You kind of...
Okay. So we've talked about this before. I think I'm one of the few people who still watches, at least that it still admits to watching Survivor. And the Survivor finale was on last night.
Yeah.
And they did the thing at the end of the episode where they say, if you want to be on Survivor, you've got to send in an audition tape. Do you think Mr. Gal would let me take like a leave of absence to go be on Survivor?
Yes.
If you tattoo Gal Media on your face, yes.
Okay, that probably wouldn't work.
No, I think that would help raise the profile of the show. It would help raise the profile of Gal Media. I think yes.
And you guys just have some jabroni fill in for me while I'm gone. I don't want it to be too good because
we've got another Hoffman here now. We could.
Yeah, I guess so. But like the most it can take is 39 days.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
That's all your vacation. There you go.
Yeah. So it's like.
Plus, it'll be great because the people will want you back after 39 days.
Right.
And it'll also be great because then you can come on and when it actually airs, we can have a big watch party.
Yeah. And
turn maybe this into an event thing.
Maybe I could win $1 million.
Maybe so.
I kind of think I'd be good at the game.
Yeah. I would be willing to bet on you.
The only thing that I wouldn't be good at is you have to make people like you. And I'm not good at that.
Yeah. That.
I'm not good at that. They always say it's very important. You have to have a good social game. And I don't have a great social game.
Yeah, you hate people.
Yeah, but I think like I'm also good at pretending that I like people sometimes.
Yeah, that works.
I think I could do okay.
You just fake it.
So what do you think? You think that's something that could happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We can make that happen.
Let me look into that now. I don't know what I need to do for my audition video to make myself stand out.
Show yourself shooting squirrels in your backyard.
You're not allowed to have guns on Survivor.
Well, that's okay. It shows you're vicious.
That's true.
Or, you know, track them down with a knife. Behead them.
Yeah.
You could do that.
And me and this guy named Lunchbox, who he works on the Bobby Bones show, which is now like a big famous show. It's like nationally syndicated. But at the time, the Bobby Bones show was just a morning show in Austin. And we worked in the same building, and I was friends with these guys. And Lunchbox and I always talked about signing up for Survivor.
Yeah.
But we worked for Clear Channel, and they weren't going to give us that kind of time off. They would have just fired us. So
I think they just lay people off, right?
But yeah.
If they actually fire them, they just lay them off.
But now I'm thinking, and he said that he would support me in it, and he's got like a big following on social media and stuff. So I think maybe I could use that kind of a push and get thrown onto Survivor.
I think you should do it. I'm all for it.
Okay.
Not that I want to have to spend 39 days working with some jabroni, but
that's the max, right?
That's the max.
Okay.
I think the least amount of time would be 3 days. I think the first vote is after 3 days.
Yeah, you'll
usually it's a really old person or a black person gets voted off first.
That's racist.
So it's just like the movie.
Listen, I don't. It's just like it's like a horror movie or something. I don't know, but that's just traditionally.
Unless the old person is the actual killer.
Right.
Then they always die first.
Traditionally, and I've watched a lot of seasons of Survivor, it's either a really old person or a black person is the first to go. So I think I'll survive the first cut at least. Beyond that, it's kind of a crapshoot for me.
So Chris says, let's be honest, AJ would piss someone off day two and be back.
I can't be back day two.
I love this idea. You know me, I'm all about, you got to expand stuff, right? This is a major expansion. This would increase your social media reach, you know, immeasurably, which in turn increases ours. I love it.
Yeah.
Somebody says,
and I could be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Have you thought about going on Naked and Afraid?
No.
You don't like that one?
No, I don't care about that show. I don't care about that. I would only be on Survivor or maybe The Amazing Race. But I don't know who my partner would be on The Amazing Race.
Somebody says The Wave is worse than The Woo. No, it's not.
It's not.
Now, and The Wave sucks, too. But The Woo is worse. Somebody wants to know, when did Astros games become so hipster? I think that's been fairly common for a while now. It's a hipster haven.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
have a lot of hipster friends who that's all I do is go.
Really? Baseball?
Yeah.
Hipsters like baseball?
I think it's more of an...
Yeah, you grow out a beard, you wear really tight jeans, and you go sit at the game, and...
I think it's more of an Edo thing, because it's like hipster central. It's the in thing to do. You go to Eighth Wonder before the game and drink beer, and then you go to the Astros game.
Now that I do think about it, it is kind of, you know, baseball is a slow sport. It's relaxing. You do whatever. I was, like, running through the other teams in town. I'm like, I can't see them going to a Dynamo game. It gets too crazy.
It's too aggressive.
Yeah, I don't think they'd want to drive down to NRG and, I don't know. I'm sure they're not into basketball.
But, I'm cool with it. As long as they're not wooing, they can be, you know. I kind of like hipsters. I'm sort of surrounded by them where I live, so I better like them. All right, quick break. We'll be back for hour number two in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.